This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
The human frame is subject to many ills. For example, hemorrhoids, commonly known as piles, are more distressing and inconvenient than actually life-threatening. But, to put it bluntly, they are a pain in the posterior. Over the ages, the treatments, which have had varying degrees of success, have included sorcery, surgery, hot pokers, warm baths, and various creams. But as a general principle, it is better to prevent than to cure. So who hasn't been warned against sitting on cold concrete, stones, or tiles, so as to avoid getting hemorrhoids? Well, nice advice, but it seems to be a complete furphy. At any given time, about 4% of the population in Western society is suffering with hemorrhoids. They're most likely to strike between the ages of 45 and 65, but can occur in any age group. Now, usually it's only the medical people who discuss the fine details of down there at the far end of your digestive system, but the anatomy in this area is truly mind-boggling. Think about it. The various sphincters work together to hold in solid, liquid, and gas. And yet, whenever you pass wind, they are clever enough to release only the gas and safely keep inside any solids or liquids. The anus is the opening to the outside world. The anal canal runs uphill some 2.5 to 4 centimetres from the anus to the rectum. Around the junction of the anus and the rectum are the so-called hemorrhoidal columns. They are normal tissue. They're present even in unborn babies. And they're clusters of various blood vessels, smooth muscle, and connective tissue. Under certain circumstances, and we're still not entirely sure why, the blood vessels can swell and sometimes head downhill for the anus and sometimes even protrude into the outside world. The surgeons have sorted these hemorrhoids into 4 grades. Grade 1 hemorrhoids will bleed bright blood onto your feces or toilet paper, but will not protrude out of the anus, a state known as prolapsing. The grade 2s will prolapse, but will come back in by themselves. Grade 3 means that they need a little help to be pushed back in, while grade 4s cannot be pushed in at all. There are many conditions that can mimic the discomfort of hemorrhoids, including anal fissures and abscesses, pruritus ani, which is itchy bum, and various infections from parasites, viruses and bacteria. And there are also several conditions that are known to be linked with hemorrhoids, including inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis and, yes, pregnancy. We know of many causes of hemorrhoids. In pregnancy, it is thought that the pressure inside the abdomen increases, and this then traps blood in the blood vessels, making them engorged or swollen. And by the way, hemorrhoids associated with pregnancy usually vanish after the baby is born. The engorgement mechanism is also thought to be involved when one has a low-fibre diet. The lack of fibre makes the stools have a small diameter, so they are more difficult for the gut to push along. And this means that the person strains on the toilet in an effort to pass the stool, which increases the pressure in the abdomen and so on. Another theory is that prolonged sitting on the toilet can exert a kind of tourniquet effect on the area around the anus, again reducing the return of blood through the veins. And yes, the lavatory is not a library, according to some folks. And weakening the various support muscles in the pelvic floor is also thought to be associated with prolapse. Now, in the extensive medical and surgical literature, there are many postulated theories, causes, and mechanisms of hemorrhoids. But not once is there any mention of sitting on cold concrete as a cause. Indeed, cold concrete is also blamed for kidney infections, cystitis, and cramps, but as far as I can see, all cold concrete will give you is a cold bottom. But hemorrhoids can have a positive side. one of the first things that I learned in being a TV presenter reporter was that hemorrhoids can give you a look of true and anxious concern. This is Dr. Carl reporting from your ABC.
What does it mean? Why is it so?